anything that wasn't connected to writing or anything like that, Dad got by just with the least trouble he could. It just broke his heart when the country began to settle up and he had to do something besides work with cattle. It just, he never did get over it.
On your wagon wheels, the hub had spokes in it.
Uh-huh.
And these spokes went from the hub to the what?
To that, what did they call it? Wood. It was fastened in wood and then an iron rim around that.
Was that wood called the felly or the feller?
Felly, I think, or something like that. We didn't have too much to do with wagons, and when I was a kid, and really, I don't know too much about them. Only I do remember the double trees, and what was it they called it that went back from the hind wheels that held the hind wheels and the front wheels together?
I should know that too, but I
don't. Oh, I don't remember what they called it. I've ridden on one many a time when Daddy'd be going. And just to have what he called the running gears of the wagon without a box on it. And those old spring seats, team start running away with you, and the first thing you know, one side of the spring seat had come down if it didn't fly clear off. We got to where just as soon as the team had started to run, whichever young one was sitting in the spring seat, we'd jump over behind the spring seat and then on out the end of the wagon. How we kept from being killed, I'll never know in the world. Why, I've got on horses that I'd see my grandchildren do such a thing, it would scare the life out of me.
Uh-huh.
It would. And Mother used to always worry. She'd seen two or three men rubbed to death. Their foot would catch in the stirrup, you know, with a wild horse. They just kick your brains out.
Oh my.
And she was always afraid if the horse was just a little bit snuffy, she didn't want us to ride with a saddle. She'd make us ride bareback until we got so big that we just took
the rump of the horse.
We could ride just like an engine. But
you ever fall off?
Oh, many a time. Many a time. Not after I got up any size, because after I got to ride with a saddle, I never fell off in my life, or I never got thrown in my life. Now, we girls didn't ride pitching horses because Dad wouldn't let us own, that is, what you'd call a really pitching horse. He wouldn't let us get on them. But we always had gentle enough horses that we didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had many a one that had jump out from under you if he wasn't wanting.
You mentioned that your father would plow the garden before he went off to the roundup. Well, what did he do after he plowed it?
Usually harrow it. Just harrow it with a harrow.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody else would. I don't ever remember Dad harrowing, but he'd plow. But usually he'd do the early plowing, or he'd hire, he'd been down here, I expect, 5 years. When Crouches moved down, and they had a whole slew of boys, and Dad would hire some of them to come over, or get one of Myers' boys to come down and do the heavy work while he'd be gone.
Now, what did this harrow look like? Was it a disc?
No, it was usually in two sections, if I remember right, and it had teeth in it, and a lever of some kind that you could pull, and either they slant this way if you wanted to go real deep, or if you just wanted to smooth down the top, why they could turn this way. And I can remember seeing them use that to smooth the ground down.
What did you use to saw wood? You had a saw.
Dad always had a big old cross cut saw to saw the great big.